This is The Producers with Ryan Dreen, a podcast designed for radio imaging, commercial production, all things audio. Feedback is encouraged at ryanontheradio.com.
All right, let's do this thing right here. This is the Jim Cutler interview. Thanks again, as always, for checking this out. This podcast, it still continues to grow. I had a number of really cool emails from Belgium this week. Say thanks to the guys out there. They're working in the trenches. They're at a couple of brothers working at different places, but they seem to be stations where you have, you know, a couple people doing 50 jobs each. But they've got a real passion for this stuff over there. So thanks to them for reaching out. It's just a lot of fun. I get to meet all sorts of cool people all over the place. And then I let the really brilliant people spew their brains out onto a podcast, and we get to steal all their secrets. Jim Cutler, like I said, is the guest. He'll be coming up in minutes, but I got to really hype my contest because this was sort of given to me. Joe Kelly over at AV Deli said, "Hey, man, here's something for your podcast. You can do with it as you please." I thought, well, how about a contest? And it's a 202 effects / bed package for you to have free and clear, the producer. This will come in extremely handy for the indie producers all over the place. And still, if you're at a station, you're just going to get yourself a nice little extra bundle of stuff to use. But that's not all. So my buddy Ian over at Big Fish Worldwide said, hey, you can have a copy of the Christmas imaging package that he has, Kipper Christmas, and then you got, I guess, a new add-on this year that I posted a video link for. It's a really clever video, and it's really good stuff. And I know getting Christmas imaging effects can sometimes be difficult if you don't have, you know, a really big full-time service that's going to provide them for you. So you'll get those two things, plus Jerry at Rap Mag is giving a subscription away to the one and only Rap Mag. So you get those three huge things. Again, thanks to Jerry for that. Many, many people who listen to this already have a subscription. I'm sure you can just get it added on. But especially if you don't have a subscription to Rap Mag, you need to have one. And then I figured I would be a complete jackass if I didn't throw in a copy of my bed package, so I will do that. BigBadBeds.com is where you can check out like the demo and whatever. It's 99 30-second free and clear beds that I'm selling, but I'm going to give away a copy of that or whatever for the prize as well. So it's a really sweet prize package, and who knows, it might even grow. But that's what she said? No. It might get even bigger, better. Wow, I'm going to stop that. You have to submit your entries by November 23rd, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. All the details, just hit the contest link on the front page of ryanontheradio.com. But I will tell you this right now, it's very simple on what you need to do. Produce something that is less than 60 seconds and that in some way, shape, or form has to do with the theme, quote, red and purple sardines, end quote. I don't care what you do with it. If it just simply gets mentioned randomly, if it is completely revolving around that theme, if you write a song about a band that did that, or you are a band that wrote a song about whatever, you get my drift. I don't want to put too many ideas out there, but just be creative. And it will be voted by you, not by me. I'm not going to select the winner because that would be asinine. I have no desire to do that either. I'll put a voting up there once we get the entries submitted. As of now, I've had the contest sort of out there in a small capacity for about 5 days. I haven't had any submissions yet, but I've had a lot of people inquire about it and whatnot. So that's fun. I hope we get a lot of submissions. I just hope a lot of people want to get involved in that. And hopefully it's successful and we'll do it again some other time. But I want to get this one done, voted on, and everything before Christmas, just so you know. I mean, it will be done, voted on, and everything, and the prize is given out before Christmas, well before Christmas, so that Christmas package comes in handy. So we're talking very early December is when this will all wrap up. All right, I've talked enough to begin this. Jim Cutler coming up. Let's hear the greatness of the Jim Cutler here, now.
You can dwell on the past, recent and remote, for reminders of success to build on.
You can't survive!
Are you ready to rock? Like Band Slam's Ally Michalka and Vanessa Hudgens. Band Slam in theaters August 14th. Yeah!
Everyone knows the world of SpongeBob.
Except SpongeBob.
I can't remember a thing.
On October 13th, the world's favorite sponge loses his memory.
Now you know all you need to know to catch G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra. Now playing rated PG-13.
NBC Sunday nights this fall.
It's one shot. That's all you get.
Television's biggest drama.
is live. This is Chris Rock now. This was Chris Rock. Woo! Back in the day.
What's all that?
This fall, from the creator of The O.C., based on the worldwide sensation that topped the New York Times bestseller list.
Good morning, Upper East Siders. Gossip Girl here.
Saturday, NASCAR race day earns its stripes at Darlington. Next, Dr. Phil. It starts with a nasty comment.
Did you laugh at his first paycheck?
Every survivor has a story.
It was all happening so fast.
And this is where they tell it all. Storm Stories, all new episodes, Sundays at 8 on the Weather Channel. Still to come on E60. Flax attacks. Football dreams nearly shattered.
So we welcome in the one and only Jim Cutler. Jim, first of all, thank you for the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan. Maybe I should interview you.
People know who you are. You're very exposed, but I think you're one of the guys that's exposed in a pretty good way. Would that be a kind of a true statement?
Thank you. I like to think of myself as fungus. I'm everywhere.
and you grow on people a little?
Yeah, well, maybe. I kind of live under the radar. It's really funny. I mean, this is a business that you have to market yourself, and yet I absolutely abhor publicity. There's a very nice guy down in your town, Jerry Vehill, who made the radio and record magazine. Remember that?
Oh, Rap Mag. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Jerry's great.
And he called me about like 8 years ago and asked if he could interview me. And I remember shaking. He's like, okay, it's probably a good opportunity, but you know, I don't want to be featured in anything, because I find that when you do stuff, if you make a website and it's different and it's revolutionary, you have, in 2 months, you have 10 of the exact copies all over the business. And if you put up a demo that's completely different and unusual and strange, same thing happens in 2 months.
Hmm.
And it's a real paradox. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it, but it always makes me want to just live under the desk.
Are you in Manhattan?
I'm right outside Manhattan. I'm right over the Queens border in a town called Old Brookville. And okay. I mean, you can, you know, on certain hills here, you can see all the buildings in Manhattan. So I'm real close.
Sure. I knew you were in New York. And I was curious. I mean, I'm assuming 100% of your work at this point is done out of your studio, right?
Yep, that's right. There's still some that when I go to Los Angeles, I'll do stuff there because it's a good chance to get to see people and get to know, you know, other producers. But most of the New York work that you used to have to go in to do, you can just do out of your house.
In fact, I'm going to get into really your day-to-day and your equipment and all that stuff in a little bit.
Sure.
I wanted to just say, you know, for people, I'm looking at kind of your list of clients and you know, different people or companies and whatnot that you've done work for. ESPN would be one of the more notables.
Yep, been there since 94.
And then I was going to fire off a few, and I think I'd have to use the Micro Machine voice to get through them all here in a reasonable time, because it's crazy. But you're heard on Spike, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, Cartoon, Discovery, Nickelodeon, CNN, Animal Planet. Basically, if it's a television station, you're on it.
Don't tell anyone, though.
Oh, sorry. I wanted to go also, you know, a lot of my listeners more focus on radio. So as I click over here to your radio page, I just wanted to make it clear that if you work in a top 197 market, you're pretty much locked out. But seriously, you've been heard in the biggest of markets. Oh, I forgot. I want to say congratulations on Kenai, Alaska. Congrats on getting the gig there.
Thank you. They're really nice people in Alaska. It's a little tiny town in Alaska, and they called and yes, absolutely.
That's great. I love it that, you know, if you go to jimcutler.com, you can check out where he's at. So this is actually leading somewhere. I wanted to kind of paint a picture for just how wide your business has grown here and where you can be heard. But tell me where it all started. You know, what was maybe your first VO gig that made you say, okay, this is where I'm supposed to be, and, you know, and then take us from there to today.
Sure. It's funny. I'm more comfortable telling you that story by telling you about my 8,000 failures.
Okay.
Than telling you about anything that I'm achieving. I mean, I'll tell you all of that stuff, but I think the important lesson that I want to pass on is no matter how much you're kicked in the butt, just never give up. The great Bo Weaver, I believe, is the person who coined the phrase that he just refused to go away.
Mm.
And that's certainly my case. I mean, always picked last for baseball when it comes to trying to start. Always getting into sessions where I had the absolute hardest part. I mean, I can tell you about in Boston, getting cast to do a spot, and you audition all year long, and you finally get one, and you go in to do the spot, and there are six or seven other actors. Nobody likes you because you're not one of the usuals. So you come in, and each one of those actors has one word, like fresh, tasty, yuck, you know, whatever. And then they get down to my part, and my part is two pages that you have to get in 10 seconds. And, you start reading all the way through the end, and you're nowhere near 10 seconds. And all the actors are filing their nails going, you know, he's not very good. And I have so many stories of
but that's true. I mean, that thing actually happened. I mean, what you're saying was near the beginning.
Have you had that experience?
Because I haven't.
Okay, because I absolutely have. I will tell you before we go any further that I just blew a $250,000 job. And
really?
And it is a I'm dying to tell you this because it is a prime example of how you've got to just keep going no matter what in this business. There's a very big entertainment show, and they were recasting The Voice, and they weren't sure what they wanted. This is a TV show on one of the networks, and they weren't sure what they wanted, but they put out an audition for, they wanted a young Reed. So I auditioned for it, and I came in one of the top three. So that's great. Okay. You know, I'm close. That's great. And they hadn't cast it yet. 2 days later, they sent the auditions back and said, no, they're throwing all that out. They don't want that. They want somebody who sounds like Don LaFontaine.
Mm.
Okay. Young Reed, Don LaFontaine. Okay, fine. So I'm no Don LaFontaine. Okay. Somehow, doing my thing, I got in again in the top three. So by this point, you know, they had known my name, and then they threw it out again and tried something else completely different. Again, boom, top three. So now I get a self-directed audition, and they said, boy, that's really good, but we want you to not sound like you. We want you to repeat after me. Do this. And the fella literally gave me a line reading that repeat after me each line this way. Finish it up. They go, wow, fantastic. That's it. I get a call from my agent. You got the job. So I show up. I show up the first night. It was a Sunday night to tape, and you already know what happens. So let me tell you how it happened.
Okay,
I get on the line, and just like this, and on the other end of the line, they say, "Jim," and there are seven people there, all yelling different things. Make it softer. Make it louder. There's always an English guy in there for some reason with the seven people. Do it this way. Do it that way. No. And they're arguing among themselves. They don't know if they want it younger, if they want it older, whatever. And they say, okay, man, that's perfect. Absolutely nailed it. We love you. Jeez, it's like talking to a trailer. You know, fantastic. Bye-bye. And little did I know, I was fired. Just like that.
What'd you do? I mean, why?
That's a really good thing. This is a really good lesson from Uncle Jim. Sometimes you don't do anything. Sometimes there's nothing that you did. It is it is a choice by committee. Somebody has a friend that they like better, or in this case, they just were nuts. They were absolutely insane. Everybody who's called me afterwards has told me, you were including one of the people involved, you were so lucky because this was crazy. But they said that they did not want me to sound like the current guy. They wanted to replace the current guy. Whatever you do, don't sound like the current guy. Mm-hmm. And then what they did is fired me and rehired the current guy.
Is that right?
Yeah. So my point is that my entire life has been like this. I'm really successful. It didn't come easy. It still continues to be, you know, an up and down road. There's you just have to have a sense of humor and laugh, because I mean, that's just schizo. That's nuts. Wow. First they want Young, then they want Don LaFontaine, then they don't want this, and they certainly don't want the old guy. You know, so try me and then fire me and use the old guy. So if I can tell you anything about, since we're talking to VO people, if I could tell you about failure, you can put my name high up on the list, because stuff like that doesn't happen often, but it used to happen all the time when I was first starting out. You just have to keep on going. Now that you know that about me, and you kind of maybe have a better vibe for what I'm all about,
right?
Let me answer your question. Radio. Grew up listening to shortwave radio, listening to ham radio, became a ham radio operator. Every type of radio you can think of is me. Production. Hardcore production guy. I got, when I was in college, put myself through college by working at two radio stations on Long Island. I got lucky enough at about 18 to get a job in New York City at a station called 99X, which is WXLO. The call letters are now in Massachusetts. Okay. That was really cool. Although by the time I got into radio, it was the Top 40 was going through one of those phases where jingles were bad and talking up records were bad. So here I was my whole life talking up records in the car, and I finally get in the business and I can't do it because it's bad. You know, it's not cool. Of course, 2 years later, Z100 came along, kicked everybody's clock by playing records, you know, talking up records and playing jingles. So from there, I went to Hartford. I worked for Steve Goldstein, who's still a very good friend to this day. And he's at Saga Communications. And then I went to Detroit. And from Detroit, I did middays in Detroit. Then I went to, I wanted to go to law schools and get out of the business. So I went back to Connecticut, got a job at KC101 doing middays. And then somebody in Boston called me and I said, I can go to law school in Boston. Went to Boston to go on the air in middays. And when I got there, here's another chapter in Jim's life. They said to me, program director said, the general manager also hired somebody to do middays, and I hired you to do middays, so I don't know what we're going to do with you. So he said, can you do production? And I said, yes, I can do production. And that was my ticket off the air. And from there on, I was the production director, creative director in Boston for about 14 years. And from there, I got a job auditioning for a local TV station in Boston. And then I got my second TV affiliate and third, and then Tribune. And Tribune put me on a ton of their stations. And then it grew from there.
You know,
and that's kind of boring. You know, that's probably a typical story for a lot of people. You work at a lot of stations.
Yeah, well, it is funny. I mean, when you do talk to radio people, you do get those stories, but I would say 90-some-odd% of all of the kind of big-time voice guys all started in radio, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And typically have some production background.
It's so important to me today. Yes, thank you. Yes, you and I probably share that. I eat, sleep, and breathe radio. I absolutely love it. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to interview, as I travel around the country, I'm trying to interview different radio people and ask them, like Jim Cook at Clear Channel, I have up on my site. I just interviewed him in Atlanta the other day. And he took me around he took me around Clear Channel Creative Services Group. And that whole facility is dedicated to the radio business, to promote radio. They bring in people from who buy other mediums, who buy television and buy newspapers and buy the web. And they go into this facility and Jim shows them in this laboratory what you can do with radio if you put your money into radio. And I support stuff like that 150%.
Yeah. It's one thing Clear Channel does. I mean, Clear Channel gets a bad name on a lot of different things, but creatively, Clear Channel's been out front of a lot of things. And keeping a guy like Jim Cook, I think they made him a VP years ago, and he's just done some amazing things over there. Absolutely.
Yeah, Chris Berry is, I think I'm putting him up this week. I interviewed him in Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago. He's the vice president of ESPN out there, and the stuff they're doing with ESPN, combining radio, television, and the web, would just blow your mind. Radio has a really good future. At some point, please let's talk about that, because it ain't going away. I will tell you, I see it firsthand everywhere.
Let's just go right into some of the meat and potatoes of your day, because a lot of people like to know about that. Obviously, you have, by my count, 897 regular clients. You probably have copy coming in constantly. Tell me generally, you know, from the time you wake up till the time you're even able to go to bed, you know, how crazy is your day?
I don't sleep very much. I just never have had to. So we start about 9 o'clock in the morning, and then the phone's ringing off the hook. So we work all throughout the day. Finish up around 8 o'clock in the evening with the live stuff. Then there's still a bunch of, you know, scripts that still have to be done. At 9 o'clock, I have more West Coast stuff to do because I'm based in New York. Mm-hmm. And, I'd say we finish up around 11 or 12. Then, I'm either playing Madden on Xbox 360 or,
yeah.
We're doing something else. I spend a lot of time learning. I'm a learnaholic. Do you know of lynda.com?
Lynda.com?
Lynda.com. Lynda. It is my secret weapon. It's
I don't think I do. What, tell me about it.
Little tutorials on how to do anything. On if you want to get into Flash, or if you want to get into Photoshop or Dreamweaver or anything. And you can go as deep as you want to. It's like a university that's there on online, and you can just keep on learning. So a lot of the time that I'm not working, I'm just a techaholic. I'm always learning new things.
Would you say you're kind of a tech nerd? Would you're one of these geeks, basically?
Dude, I was a ham radio operator. Okay, do I need to tell you anymore?
No, you actually don't. I guess my question was more rhetorical, wasn't it?
Yes. So, I'm also a major baseball fan, and I do a lot of, hopefully, you know, normal stuff too, but I really do love technology, and I love learning about it.
I'm assuming Mets, but are you Mets or Yankees?
I am a Red Sox fan. Shout out to Melissa Corley. I am a my wife and I lived in Boston for 14 years and suffered with some of the worst teams you could possibly imagine, and we got sucked in.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But a Mets fan growing up too, yes.
Okay, so basically you work about 20 hours a day. You might sleep for what seems like might be three, because you do have to eat at some point. talk about how much of this stuff are you doing over ISDN? And then, you know, if I'm a radio station, in fact, let me just scroll to one of your markets. I'm in Tampa. You know, I need copy. I send it to you. And, you know, what's your turnaround on that versus how much of this stuff are you actually doing live via ISDN?
Well, okay, Tampa. Phil will call, do a live ISDN thing for the Buccaneers each week, and he'll also just send a copy that I can post up myself. But for the mm-hmm. Buccaneers, he likes to be on the line to direct that stuff. Okay. There's still a lot of ISDN or some kind of live communicating to be done, and the rest of it is all just email it and post.
Do you think, because you're doing a lot of, I mean, you're doing a lot of sports radio. I mean, would you say you're doing more sports radio than non-sports radio?
Yeah, maybe. I do 99% news and sports, and that stuff I just love. But I do a lot of classic rock too, and country my oldest client, I started when I was really wicked young, and my oldest client is WKLH in Milwaukee. This is the 21st year, continuous year, and that's a great classic rock station. So,
hey, wow, that's great.
But I don't do classic rock. If a station wants, you know, no, another five in a row, you know, that sort of thing, they're going to think I suck, because I don't mm-hmm. do that. And there's no way I would get jobs like that. I like their really cool, innovative, bizarre, different, imaginative production that I get to do on KLH. That's a good station.
So if I am a station, though, for someone like you, I mean, and I just email you some copy, I mean, what kind of turnaround times can you still deliver with all this work that you have?
Next day.
That's never a problem. You're never so booked that you can, you know, you have to put stuff off for multiple days.
Nope. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes it's a massive train wreck, Ryan.
Okay. I thought.
You know, I'm just being honest. I mean, that does happen.
Yeah.
But we got a pretty good track record.
That'll round out part one just real quick. Don't forget, there is a part two. Go check it out. I'm going to kick it off with more Jim Cutler. And I do want to mention, if you're interested in going there right now, there is a lot of bonus show stuff on my website. Go to the podcast page, go to the bottom, it'll say show notes. There's some more audio and video from Jim and his wife, Dawn. And then there's also a bunch of links to Jim. Go reach out to him if you would like. But don't forget, part two, coming up. All right, sign up for my contest. Okay, bye.